You know, Sandy, I don't think they've run the ball since.
The closest thing to a run they've had has been these bubble screens they play. They use. I think they've concluded that they
can't run it.
They can't run it. At least they can't run it up the gut. I'm kind of surprised they haven't tried a jet sweep. They've got some fast players.
Yeah.
And they've got motion. Frequently they've got motion. They could maybe get some miles out of that. But.
Well, you know, Sandy, and everything is rollout with the quarterback, and I guess that's the only way you can buy time, right?
Well, the spread offense is not made for running. So you can get it. The linemen have good angles, wide angles for their blocks, but spread is basically made as a passing offense. And the idea is to quarterback get some time based on the spread.
All right, third and one.
Let's roll right. Passes out to the right.
Yeah. So Sandy, it's you throw the ball 20 yards down the line to get 1 yard.
Yeah.
And they lost.
They lost a couple of yards on that play. And
it was slow developing.
Slow developing. And unfortunately, you're right, they threw it behind the line of scrimmage and they didn't have the bubble screen didn't materialize for blocking.
2 yard loss, so. Fourth and three.
We've got a receiver. Oh, that's the quarterback down here.
Fourth and three. You know, sometimes, and I know I love passing like everybody else, but there are times that you are forced to run the ball. When it's third and one, I don't care. I'm going to try to run the ball at least once.
Yeah.
Now fourth and three is a passing.
I think it's going to be
delay
fourth,
game.
Fourth and eight.
So it's still a penalty, Sandy.
Yeah.
That's really killing them.
It's going to be a fly pattern. It's going to be a fly to the left. Oh, my goodness.
Offsides.
Right. Offsides west. They get the 5 yards back.
Offsides against the Wolverines.
Defense was in the neutral zone. Okay. Fourth and five. At the 46-yard line, their own 46. We've got a. Everyone on the line of scrimmage for
blitz.
Rest.
Blitz.
He
got him again.
Yeah. Same.
And you know, Sandy.
You know that defender. Get the defender turned around and a good ball to the left.
And he underthrew it a little bit because the guy, he had him beat.
Yeah.
Or is that this number?
Number 11.
11.
Zarius
DeWait.
Yep. And he got sacked.
Yeah.
Yeah. They went hurry up. And DeWait, the fellow who caught the pass, is having.
He lost about 11 yards.
Struggling to get back to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, he went down. He was hurt.
Did they see him coming off?
No.
Did they replace him, or do they have 10 out there?
I think he's.
Well, he's got.
3, 6. They got 11. They've got 11. They lost 10 yards on that play. Second down and 20.
They got trips left. No motion. Oh.
Oh. He lost.
Lost his footing, but he got it back.
Yeah.
Number 24.
That's Isaiah Dunlap.
Well, Dunlap made about
8 yards
on the run,
and
right?
And you know, if he would have caught it clean. With the acceleration that you see, he had.
Yeah, he lost his footing. He had some more yards than that, but for the footing, and I think that turf can be tough, you know.
The turf monster, right?
Yeah.
All right, third and 12 at the 35-yard line.
They're at West 35, so this is definitely two-down country.
So 2 minutes, 50 seconds.
Let's get the power play
and the
card
clock
here.
Is running. You know, South has got a great passing game.
Yeah, they do. I mean, we got some confusion on South. We got to get this playoff, boys. Nice block.
Good block. Good.
Oh, I tell you what, this
man,
what we just saw was a good 35-yard fly pattern to the right, and just off the fingertips.
And Krista Flowers.
That was very close to another completion. I'll tell you what, West has some coverage problems. Their defenders tend to have their backs to the ball, and these receivers.
They're giving them fits.
Yeah, well, the receivers aren't covered, but the defenders aren't watching the ball. We got coaches up here in the booth shouting ball, ball, because the kids don't seem to be alert to the actual ball up.
Well, here we go. Fourth and 12 at the 35-yard line.
We can expect a fly. Oh, boy, nice ball.
Pass interference.
Yep. Pass interference. So we're gonna get a first down. Unfortunately, in high school, it doesn't go to where the penalty occurred. They're gonna get 10 yards. They'll get 10 yards up here and a first down.
Did you say Jimenez?
Yeah, Jimenez.
Jimenez. Yeah.
He has an arm.
He's pretty smart too.
Yeah, he was running left and threw that ball 40 yards.
Yeah, he's. He's a guy that I'm sure some universities are going to be looking at, right? He knows how to play quarterback.
He's got a quick release, and he puts it up there to be had.
So that's an automatic first down?
Automatic first down, but it's either 10 or 15 yards. 10 yards in high school.
That's 15. 15.
Yeah, it's 15. Yeah. And, you know, in high school, it's weird because you can actually take advantage. You know, that could have been a near touchdown.
Right.
So, smart play in a way if he was going to catch it otherwise.
Well, we said they needed the answer. They needed a score.
Yeah. Well, I said before they might do it on this possession.
Yeah, you did.
And they might. And it would be good for them. They go into the locker room with a touchdown under the belt. Maybe they'll come out. Their defense on occasion has had some starch, has held them. They just need a couple of times where they keep West from scoring, and they'd be. And West is rushing three. Got everyone else back.
First and 10 at the 20. Motion.
Full start against the Blatchers.
Again, Sandy, they're critical times.
Yeah.
They're shooting themselves in the foot. But they're moving the ball.
Moving the ball, they seem to make up for it. The way they make space with their passes, it's almost like these 5-yard penalties don't matter that much. Because when they're throwing passes, they're throwing 25, 35-yard passes, many of them. Most of them are the receiver hasn't even looked when the ball's going out. It's going to a place. This is going out long. Same deal.
Well, that's an interception in the end zone.
Yeah.
First bad ball. Yeah.
Jimenez threw that one up, threw it up for a receiver that was going down, but he threw it up in the center of the field. Instead of throwing it to the outside shoulder of the receiver, it went inside.
Yeah, he had no
chance. The free safety was center field right there for the ball.
Yeah, he had no chance. So, once again, a great drive comes to an end.
Yeah.
And the pressure, he's thrown better balls under full out pressure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not saying the pressure wasn't there, but it wasn't the way he's been under the pressure.
Well, my only critique of that is they had 2 minutes left. They had plenty of 15-yard, 12 to 15-yard pass opportunities that they could go for. And
yeah.
This offense seems to be built on fly patterns, long balls.
And sooner or later, they're going to defend that.
Yeah, I mean that's a hard way to make a living, in the long run. If you do that as your regular course.
What a gun, right?
Yeah. So West just had a basically a hook 8 yard hook pattern and
right on the money.
Right on the money. It's hard to defend and it wasn't. Now we got a just Williams running left. No, it's
a good cut.
Dominic Williams, yep.
All right, first down.
So Dominic Williams was like off left tackle, and then he busted it, bumped
he's
it out to the.
He's a little guy.
He's quick.
What does he weigh?
He's 160 pounds, 5'8", 160.
Yeah, okay. That's a load, 5'8", 160. Here we go.
It's a long, it's going to be a fly.
Oh!
Tell you what, it was
a great throw.
A fly, a post pattern down the middle, and it was just off the fingertips.
Yeah, he needed to put some air under it. A
little bit of air, and his receiver could have been there.
So, Sandy, he threw that from the 40-yard line.
Yeah, he's got a cannon. He threw that 35 and 10, 40. That was a 45-yard pass, and it wasn't his longest ball.
Second and 10 from the 42. Here we go.
Wow.
Great throw again. Dropped.
Yeah. Too hot to handle, basically.
All right. Third and 10.
52 is in for Waukesha South. Into play the middle of the line.
It was 42-yard line.
It's 52.
There is no 52. Must be 32, maybe?
52.
Yeah, well, he's not listed.
Oh, well.
54 here.
An unknown mystery jersey. Okay, this was the West version of a bubble screen that got about 8 yards.
They're going to have to measure this one, Sandy.
Yeah.
58 seconds left.
Yeah, they gave.
They, oh, gave, they gave it to him.
They gave it to him.
Well, you know, this is without question probably one of the most entertaining 28-0 games I've seen.
Yeah, I mean the losing team has played some really interesting, fun football.
What a great throwing that out.
In fact, I would say the most exciting plays of the game have been run by Waukesha South. But so far, none of them have gotten them into the end zone.
Well, they move pretty good, and then they again shoot themselves in the foot. That's good defense.
Oh boy, he's going to run now. He's going to make some yards.
Oh, he's going to get out of bounds. Oh, another unnecessary penalty.
How dumb
penalty.
Is that?
Vincent Mahalas, number 28, with roughing the passer.
Yeah, well, what happened is it wasn't really – he roughed the passer, but what happened is the passer was out of bounds, had already stepped out of bounds, and he gave him a shove.
Yeah,
so
again,
unnecessary roughness, yeah. It's going to be
so 15 yards.
Half the distance.
So now they're down to 18 seconds and just a bad place, a bad time. Bad place, bad time.
Yeah. Frustration, I'm sure.
Well, sure, they were. South was down on the 20-yard line. A minute ago, looked like they were getting ready to go in and score, and now all of a sudden it's flipped.
Okay,
first
and
10 on the 13-yard line.
What do we got here?
They're going to put time back on the clock. They let the clock keep running.
No.
No, they put 13 seconds back on the clock.
Oh, they did just now?
Yeah, yeah. 8 seconds back on the clock. Blitz.
Uh-oh. So Dominic Williams has it. And he's running.
He's
going to make it.
The speed.
Too quick.
Yeah. His speed is just unbelievable.
Well, he made him a good move. He stepped in, got the defender to stop, and then ran right around.
Yeah, he came all the way across the field.
Yeah. Ran right, so that was a touchdown right. This is going for the extra point. It's 34-0 now. With the extra point, be 35.
And Sandy, there was 2 minutes left, and South was marching.
I just think South needs to be a little more patient. I think if they had a little more confidence in themselves, they'd have more confidence in the 12 to 15 yard pass, and they could throw underneath coverage instead of trying to throw over the coverage all the time. Because those are great plays, but they're low percentage.
Yeah, so. But you know, you can't.
And when you throw the ball up like that, particularly across the field, something like what happened at the end of that, if you throw it down the middle of the field, you've got safeties there, right? So
yeah.
you've got interception potential.
And you know, Sandy, when you're throwing 90% of the time, you know, you got to try a run, sprinkle a run in.
The only thing it does is it makes the defensive linemen really thirsty because they're salivating the whole game. Because they've got this opportunity to pass rush every game, every down. No risk.
All right, 14 seconds left till halftime. Waukesha South down 35-0. Still got a whole second half to play, Sandy.
Well, and I'm betting on South scoring. This West kid he pits a squib. Oh, got to get on the ball, kids.
Good stiff arm.
Yeah.
Horse
collar.
Yeah.
Horse collar.
Number 1, Chris Flowers takes the kickoff for the Lions. Yeah. Well, you got to get control of the players.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And
24 and that, looks like it was a kind of a chippy process ongoing there.
Yeah. Well, and that's on the coach. It's on the South coach. West coach.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's. This is a rivalry. I think you can expect some chippiness in a rivalry. It's certainly up to the referees to control it.
So take a knee. Just take a knee.
Yeah, he's gonna.
No, he's not gonna take a knee. There we go.
A run.
What? What was that called?
Yeah.
All right, so we finally come to
halftime,
35-0. I think we'll go to a break and we'll come back after the break.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original Badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to Friday Night Football. These are your hosts, Earl and Sandy.
Yeah.
Welcome back from halftime. These are your hosts, Earl and Sandy.
Here we go.
All right, Sandy. Your thoughts on the first half?
Well, you know, I was hoping that Waukesha South would be able to follow through on some of their drives. They have some good skill players. They have a spread offense, but you know, they had some unfortunate penalties. They sort of shot themselves in the foot. You know, they didn't stop fighting. And to their credit, with 2 minutes left in the half, they were on the 20-yard line. And unfortunately, they threw an interception instead of a touchdown. But so we've got 35-0 at halftime. Clearly, West has a bigger team. Their record this year is stronger. But I expect that South will come back in the second half. They've got good skill and an exciting spread offense, and it's kind of hard to defend. You know, I think West has good defense, but their defensive backs frequently are taxed by the nature of the spread offense, the speed of the receivers. And Jimenez, the quarterback, has a good arm. And both these quarterbacks can throw the ball.
Yeah, they're going to play on the next level, and I see some of the athletic guys on both sides of the field who clearly will get an opportunity to play on the next level as well.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many universities in the state, and these kids are pretty skilled at those young ages. And, you know, they're gonna get bigger and stronger and faster once they get a chance to, you know,
go
to university.
What's amazing, you know, they've got kids are getting pursued by Division I schools when they're sophomores. I think West has one of their defensive ends who's already being pursued. It's amazing how active recruiting has become, and many kids will go to schools like South Dakota and places like that.
Oh, yeah.
Really good football programs and play there.
You know, Sandy, this is a little more difficult than I thought it would be, and hats off to Don Brown and Johnny Watermelon, who are
for sure
going to be doing this for Carroll College on tomorrow, and so we're here with our fingers in the dike.
that's about the best we can say. Now, you know, it's interesting because, you know, you watch it on TV the guys who handle this, and it's not an uncomplicated process. You know, you've got to know the teams,
right?
You've got to know the tendencies, and of course it's a little harder to do that with high school football. They don't have the same kind of coverage, so we have these games and lots of the players are unknown to
us. we don't know the players.
So we're gonna
do the best we can, and Watermelon and Brown will be back next week. But I'll tell you, Sandy, I'm enjoying the game.
I am too, and I'm amazed at the skill. So I'm watching now. West has two kids out here, kickers, kicking 35-yard field goals. And my bet is that both of them are going to make theirs.
That kid just
made one. He would have made it from 50 yards. And the second one's going to kick. And he's probably the second team kicker, but
yeah,
he almost made it himself. So, you know, that the quarterbacks on both sides can throw the ball 45, 50 yards on the dime. And this kicker has a big foot.
Yeah, he clearly has a big foot. His kickoffs are making it to the goal line, which is an amazing thing for a kid, you know, that young.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
17 years old, 16 years old.
Yep.
So Waukesha South, the black shirt marching band is on the field, and Sandy, it's pretty good uniforms, right?
Yeah, you know, this is marching bands are a big deal.
No kidding.
And when you get to Madison, it's a really big deal. Some of these kids, you know, they actually get recruited to the Madison marching band.
So what do you tell the players in the locker room, the South coach? I'll tell you what I'll tell them.
Okay.
Hey guys, I'm proud of you. You've been fighting really hard. Keep your heads up. You know, we made a few mistakes along the way. We played well. We've got to play smarter. But keep fighting. Keep your heads up. And that's what we'll do. We'll go out and we'll play like the score is 0-0.
I think, quite frankly, when they execute on defense, they're fully capable of containing. They probably get a little outmanned in terms of the size and bulk of the offensive line and the defense, but we've seen them contain well. The time they really contained them, they ended up with roughing the passer penalty that cost them. So if I were the coach, I'd say, look, you guys really aren't this far out of this game. The only reason you're this far out of the game is your self-inflicted wounds.
Well, you know,
let's stop that. Let's hold our head up. Let's fight. Let's score some touchdowns, and let's see what we got.
Well, and I'm proud of you guys,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You're really competing. You know, get out there, keep your heads up. They know. West clearly knows that, you know, we're a pretty tough team, and they know they've been in the football game, the first half.
Yeah,
don't worry about the score.
Right, I mean, definitely. I'll tell you what, those D-backs for West are going to be talked to. They're going to be talked to all week about their coverage issues, because they're kind of going to school on them. I think the second half's going to be interesting.
Well, you know, Sandy, it does show the weakness of West. Clearly, is their pass defense.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think if I were one of the top teams in this league, I'd look at the film here and I'd say, you know what, we're gonna pass. We're gonna test those D-backs, see if they can keep their eye on the ball. Meanwhile, I'm watching this kicker. He just cleared a 45-yard one with ease.
Well, so. And the strange thing about that is wow.
That's the second. That's not the one I so.
But look, he's moved back.
Now he's going to – this is 35. This is a 45-yarder for kicking from the 35-yard line. I don't know how interested you fans are out there, but we're watching a high school kid who could clearly probably kick in college. He's got a big foot.
Well, you know, New Orleans, the Packers beat New Orleans last Sunday because the pro kicker missed a 46-yard field goal. These guys are kicking.
Yeah.
So the pom-pom dancers are out for the black shirts. You know, and the thing about it, Sandy, is the pump and vigor is not just football. It's, you know, the game is...
Yeah, the whole school.
Yeah. It's
all kinds
everybody
of ways.
Gets an opportunity to perform. So the one great thing, I guess, South can hold their heads up about is they'll be in a division that they can compete in.
Yeah, well, next year the Parkland Conference, which is not, it's a perfectly sound conference, but it's not at the same level of toughness as playing Arrowhead and Muskego, and the, you know, those teams are all rated in the top 10 in the state, so that's tough company.
Well, and plus those are probably bigger schools, right?
With I can't tell you about student numbers, but I do know about football programs and, you know.
And the quality of those programs. Yeah. Well, nobody's left, Sandy, so people are enjoying it.
You know, it's interesting. Football programs have a lot to do with not only numbers in the school, but numbers who come out for football. And, you know, some schools just have trouble getting the numbers. South's numbers are not so big. They probably might have a big soccer team. They've got other things that are competing for headcount.
Go ahead, Sam.
Well, and also, I suppose if you're in a school that's had some trouble in its conference being as competitive as the school would like it to be, that probably is self-defeating as well. So I'm terrifically proud of the Waukesha South team and players. I think their skills are high level, and so is their fortitude. I think some of the penalties are the result of frustration. The unnecessary roughness on the out-of-bounds play here, the roughing the passer in the first quarter. I think those things were just a function of seasonal frustration.
So I got to tell you, I'm from Milwaukee, and the city conference, Milwaukee Public Schools football, is all but destroyed. It probably three schools. What is that? It's a 50-yarder Sandy's trying.
Yeah.
The guy just, now he moved back, but they... He moved up, but he just tried one from 50. But just to see the size, that's a strong leg.
Yeah.
Just to see the size of the amount of players who came out. I go past some of the high schools. They've got 15 players in the city.
Right. I mean, you know, I know because that brief period of time when I was helping coach at Whitefish Bay, they had some numbers issues, didn't have enough to have a freshman team. JV team was pretty small. And it makes for tough. You know, it makes for tough. It's tough to compete because, you know, in a game you've got most teams have 11 defenders, 11 offensive players, not a lot of two-way players. You know, they've got lots of people to draw talent from. And injuries. You know, we're watching Waukesha South, a couple of players have been down a couple of times. And, you know, lots of teams can absorb injuries, but when you've only got 33 kids,
right,
anybody who can't come back in and play is a big problem.
Yeah, and I'm kind of wondering if South has a JV team.
My understanding is that JVs are suited up. That this is
For South?
Yeah, I think so. I think this is their whole team. But we could have to ask a coach about that. But I believe that's the case.
Well, the thing is, that's a pretty good kick. The thing is, Sandy, that you know, football took a beating several years ago when the CTE information came out, and parents were not willing to run the risk of having their children play, and they terrified, and nobody's saying that it's clearly a dangerous sport, but so is hockey,
and actually so is soccer. It turns out that all the little hits in soccer, hitting the ball, there's a bunch of, they found now that the level of CTE amongst people who've played soccer for an extended period of time is pretty high as well. So I mean, head injuries are definitely not something to kid around about, and you know, back in our day when they would send you back in because you had your bell rung was clearly foolishness, right? I mean, there are people of my age who might be suffering today as a result of the unknown injuries they sustained when they got their bell rung multiple times. But I will tell you that having been involved with coaching a high school team, there's a great deal of care taken now, and the concussion protocols are carefully followed. And there are physicians on the sideline, even at high school games, who will intervene and require that someone come out of the game if they believe that there was a potential concussion contact.
You know, Sandy, that's, I mean, physicians on the field, which is just something that we never even conceived of when I was playing.
Yeah.
But
I mean, the test for going back into the game when I was playing was how many fingers do I have up? and if you guessed right, you were back in.
If you're Wes, the guys are saying, I got a good chance that I'm going to get in. The guys who don't normally get to play.
Yeah.
And so they're all excited because, you know, some of those JV players they'll get in the game today. When it's 35-0, you certainly will get that. But I mean, look at the sheer numbers.
Yeah, we're watching the West Waukesha West team warm up in their end of the field, and they've got a huge circle with about 60 players in the circle. But you know what? I my hats are off to Waukesha South. I think that I maintain they will score a couple of touchdowns, and everyone on that team knows that they're playing their hearts out. I don't think anyone's leaving anything on the field in terms of effort. And I think if they score a couple of touchdowns, they could begin to worry. I mean, it's awfully hard to come back from the 35, but I think they can make a reasonable game.
Well, you know, Sandy, and they haven't come back on the field yet, which means that the coach is clearly having a heart-to-heart conversation with his players and getting them to keep their heads up and come back as if the score is nothing to nothing, because they haven't come back on the field yet, which is unusual. 2 minutes before the start.
Okay, so an incident. I was touting the kicker for the other team.
Yeah.
The South kicker is now kicking 62-yard field goal lengths, and he was reasonably close on the last kick. It was not that one, but the prior kick went under the crossbar, but it reached the crossbar from 62 yards. So. That's a leg.
Yeah, I'm wondering if some of these guys play a little soccer.
Do you think so?
Yeah. you don't kick a ball that far unless you. Yeah, I just saw what he did when the football.
Yeah.
He used his footy.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, South has just returned to the field. So. Let's see what he's going to do.
It's Jimenez 16. Yeah. I have to say, the quarterback, Jimenez, has impressed me.
How you guys doing? All right. Nice to meet you. Oh, yeah. We're excited about being here, man. So, who did you guys lose to? You're 3-3?
We lost to Kettle Moraine.
So they're all state ranked.
Yeah.
Wasn't Kettle Moraine initially was state ranked? Yeah, so we're talking to the coach here about Waukesha West having three losses. They've lost to three of the top teams actually in the state, essentially.
Yeah,
so.
You guys really look good. How many more games you got?
Two more after
And then the tournament?
We play North next week, and then Guano going to finish the season. He was also ranked, you know.
And the tournament, you have to have, if you're 50%, you get to the tournament, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we have some downtime here during the halftime. We've got 2 minutes and 20 seconds to the kickoff in the second half. We've got 35-0 the score, with Waukesha West sort of in what would seem to be a cakewalk if you look at the score. But I'll tell you that Waukesha South has given them a scare or two along the way. And but for Waukesha South making have some unfortunate penalties at some pretty important moments that stalled their drives. They also threw an interception at the end of the first half that was could have been a touchdown. So, you know, this game is one-sided, yes, but Waukesha South has got good skill players. They've got good heart. They're outnumbered substantially and probably outsized, but they aren't really outplayed. And so I'm expecting that the second half will be exciting. I would say that some of the most exciting plays have been generated by Waukesha South.
You know, Sandy, Jimenez is a pretty big kid for quarterback.
Yeah, he's got scale.
Yeah, he's 6 foot, almost 200 pounds. And looks pretty physically imposing.
Yeah, he looks like he could run. I'm surprised that he actually hasn't tucked the ball a couple of times and run with it.
Yeah, so, you know, I don't think anybody's left. And it'll be really exciting. I want to see what happens, you know, once South scores. I know the team looks like they're ready to go. They've got their heads up. Coaches probably have done a great job in motivating them. Nobody seems to be dejected.
Well, I think they could make some adjustments. I hope they have. My view is that they could be throwing underneath the coverage a little bit, have a little bit more patience in their passing attack. They've got that fly pattern, and it really works, you know, but it can't work all the time. And so it would work even better, I think, if they were throwing under coverage sometimes as well as over the coverage.
So as we prepare for the second half, South is going to be kicking to West. We've got, you know, 24 more minutes of football, and excitement is still there.
Well, West is almost certainly tournament bound. They're 3-3. They've got a couple of games left. I think one of them's with Muskego, which is an awfully good team, but if they come out of the next two games 1-1, they'll have their 50% one loss record that gets them into the state tournament. South might have a little more difficulty in that regard, but I think South has lots of promise in terms of it, the long run, and I think their spread offense in the Parkland Conference could probably do quite well.
All right, here we go.
The kickers.
Kick off by Christopher.
Right
Louise.
through the end zone, a line drive.
Kickoff rolls into the end zone for a touchback. First down, Wolverine.
All right. Here we go, Sandy. First down and 10 from the 20-yard line. Yeah, the kid's got a great leg, Sandy.
Yeah. Well, I think West, we'll see what West is going to do. I suspect they aren't going to take their foot off the pedal. They're going to keep doing what they do. Unfortunately, the thing that South has had the most trouble with has been some of these off-tackle runs and the delayed draw plays. So they've had a little trouble with runs containing the run.
But we've got, is it timeout? Oh, coach is still on the field talking to one of the judges, one of the back judges.
Yeah.
I don't know what that could possibly be about. Coach still on the field. Yeah. Well, that's something you don't see on the other levels. I think most of that business is taken care of on the sidelines. He clearly has a bone to pick with somebody because he's the coach of South because he hasn't moved. All right, he's finally gotten whatever it is he wanted off his chest. And play is going to resume. You know, Sandy, holding teams together is an art in itself. Coaching is not an easy thing to do.
Yeah, you know, there's for sure. You know, it's
all right, looks like we're about to resume. All right, referee has set time back in. Here we go. Second half is officially underway.
Okay, run left, Dominic. It's Louis Smith
for
running about, left about
10 yards, 12 yards,
first down. Just a sweep left. Pretty well blocked and not contained on the outside, so they got the 12 yards.
Hey, you know, Sandy, they get outside pretty good. Short side of the field. At the time, it was the long side of the field. Now it's on the 31-yard line.
We're going to be running the ball. Like I said, this is gain of about 7 or 8.
24, at least, set the ball carrier, wrapped up by number 50.
Yeah, we don't know who number 52 is, but he made.
Yeah, he's not on the roster.
Yeah, he made a great tackle.
Yeah,
and great pursuit.
Louis Smith.
Louis second
Smith
down
off tackle. Louis
and
Smith
one
off
go.
Tackle. That's what we had this half so far. Louis Smith again off left tackle. Now he's outside.
Great run.
Good run. Run gained about 20 yards. About the 40-yard line. Looks
holding.
Like holding. At
yeah,
the edge.
It's coming back.
You know, sometimes when that edge is so clear like that, it's because that edge man has been held.
Right.
And so I think that's what happened this time. So that's the second time he's been, 24 has been victimized. He scored a touchdown and was holding,
yeah,
brought it all the way back, I think. I think that was the same guy. So, you know, he maybe wants to talk to his lineman.
How could it be, second and 10, so spotted a foul.
Yeah, yeah.
They had
yeah.
a first down.
And now we got Williams.
Oh, he's gone.
He's going to get.
Well, I don't know.
He's going to caught from behind.
20
at the 20-yard line. So it's a gain of about
40 yards. 15. 35, 40 yards.
40, 45 yards.
45 yards.
Yeah, so.
Wow, that opened up pretty good, huh?
Really opened up. And number three was chasing and catching him for South. But
Benjamin Pizzolo.
Yeah, but they got through the line. I'm afraid that right now their line.
There he goes again.
This is 24 on the outside. Nice tackle.
Yeah,
nice tackle,
tackle
at the edge. As the cornerback came up, nice tackle.
Number 24, Louis Smith.
It's number 17.
Wrapped up by 17.
Gabriel Lizcano made the tackle. It was a good tackle, too,
Sandy.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's a linebacker or the cornerback over there, but he was up quickly and.
Well, you know,
he was out in space. It was either he tackled him or there was going to be a big game.
You know, Sandy West is running the ball this half.
Yeah, I think. Well, when you have a 35-0 lead, I think it probably behooves you to just
to work on your running game.
Work on the running game and hold the ball. 24.
There he goes again.
Dominic Williams.
He's all the way down to the goal line.
Yeah,
Sandy.
He's down. He's down to the 1 yard line. So it's going to be first and goal.
Yeah,
and he was off tackle.
And all of this has been running.
Yeah, that was just that might have been the trap play you were talking about.
Right.
I think that's what we just watched West run. I think they.
Yeah,
ran.
Yeah, we've been asking South to run it.
Yeah. You wanted South to run it. I think West just ran that trap off the left side.
All right.
This is Williams.
There he is.
In for the touchdown.
You know, Sandy, not much resistance on that drive.
No. I'm sorry to see that.
Yes. Well, there's 7 minutes and 35 seconds left. 41-0. West has scored again, and
I don't know whether there's a running clock thing in this.
I think there is. And Sandy,
extra point is good.
Yeah, I think there's dejection is starting.
Is there a potential for running clock?
At 35,
so it'll start running. I think that's what the coach was out there.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's getting more difficult, I think, to hold.
Well, I think West, you know, I think it's awfully hard to keep yourself together when the game is out of reach. And I just confirmed that there is the potential for running time here after 35-point spread. So I think we can expect that the game is going to proceed rather quickly at this point. And my hope is, you know, my heart is with Shaw South here. I really want to see these kids come back and make a positive showing for themselves. They've got some good skill players, and they owe it to themselves to stay in this game and demonstrate what they can do.
You know, Sandy, I wouldn't be surprised if a few of those players on South played in my old football league.
That's right. You had the city football league,
yeah.
Didn't you? Yeah.
Yeah. You know, those kids know a little something about football. And, you know, just to compete, Sandy.
Well, you know, football is a great – it's a great game. It teaches discipline, courage. You have to concentrate. You have to be – it's team play. You know,
camaraderie.
It's high school football is a very unique experience. And anyone who does it always looks back on it extremely fondly. Get control of this ball and run.
Oh,
there we go. It was a squib kick.
Yeah.
It's getting to the outside.
Here we go.
Oh,
we got a flag.
We got a flag. We have a block in the back,
number
I'm afraid.
That
Chris Flowers has got some great moves, Sandy.
Yeah,
he's a football player.
Yeah. Unfortunately, this one's coming back, I think.
Holding against the black.
So the black shirt South, there was a illegal block during this run back. It was a good run back, probably a 35-yard run back on the squib kick, 40-yard run back. But the point of the foul was at about the 40-yard line of South, and the ball's going to go be back at the holding is the call. So it's going to go back to the 29-yard line, so the 24-yard line of South. So that's a big shift. That's a 40-yard.
Yeah, Sandy, swing. Again, it's another
penalty
at the wrong time.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
After the penalty, the ball spotted near the 24-yard line. First down, Black Shirts.
So we got the clock running. So
yeah, you know, but no quit in South. I don't expect their offense to lay down.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this series of downs. Actually, we've got enough time here. They could score a couple of touchdowns in the time that they'll have left. They've got the line is lined up sort of tight. Actually, they've got trips left. No motion. A handoff. They're running. Huh.
You know,
gain of about five.
Yeah, and that was Isaiah Dunlap. You know,
Isaiah Dunlap.
You got to run. You got straight ahead. Right.
Yeah.
He
was trying to get to the corner. He didn't quite get there, so he only gained about 2.5 yards.
Yeah, he's got to turn it up, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Every play is not going to be a home run. Sometimes you got to take what you can get, right?
Oh.
Yeah, well, he was under heavy pressure.
Yeah, he was under pressure. Yeah. So the throw was over there. It was another one of these bubble screens. The throw was over the hands of the receiver. So we got third down and 8.
Sandy, it's a little difficult when the quarterback is a lot taller than the receiver. He's got to
throw down.
He's got to throw the ball downward. And I've kind of noticed that a few times. Can you imagine if the quarterback Jimenez had a taller receiver?
Well, tall receivers are clearly a boon to quarterbacks because it's a much bigger target to throw to. But now we're in long ball country again. So
third and eight on their own 26.
The defense came up interestingly.
Oh, this is nice
pass. So yeah. Now we got fourth and a half a yard, maybe.
Or yeah.
They might have given him the first. They did.
Yeah, you know, Flowers got pretty good hands.
Yeah. So they got first down on that. It was a nice ball. Quick out.
Yeah.
Quick pass.
He's
ball
a player.
Got to him quickly.
Yeah, he's clearly a player.
Whoop. I'm going to fall over. Okay.
All right.
Sweep left. Sweep left.
All right. He turned it up that time.
Yeah.
Dunlap for about
three.
Second and 7.
Number 24, Isaiah Dunlap, the ball carrier, wrapped up by 28, Josh DeZeeble.
At the...
So we get the ball at the
37-yard
line of South. And we've got 3 minutes left in the quarter. 42-0. West has been leading, but we've got South. It looks like they've got some life. A really good pass to get a first down in the last series. And they have a very good passing game. Little screen out here. And fight. Good fight. He's still going. Still going.
It's Dunlap again.
Dunlap, he gained about 7 to 8 yards. He's about half a yard short of the first down. That was
great.
The whole pile was moving. That was not just his effort. That was the whole team effort. So we've got third down and about 1.5 yards. 2 minutes and 11 seconds left is 1 yard. So it's short yardage.
Dunlap runs pretty hard.
Yeah, they took him. He's out of the game now. Now we've got trips right.
Third and one.
And we got a first down. He went right over the first down marker. He's out of bounds. We do have a running clock now, so out of bounds is not stopping the clock.
You know, Sandy, I don't think I recall South. Quarterback ever going under the center.
Yeah, he's
everything
been shotgun.
Shotgun.
He's had a, I think that's right. And
fourth down for the Blackhawks.
No, he didn't make it.
Huh. I thought he was right at the pylon. I guess he had at the marker. Not so much.
Yeah. How can
he? He's got a yard left.
Yeah, well, the clock is not right. Okay, there it is. Fourth and one. They had fourth and 10.
Clock is running. It's just taking time right out of South's opportunity with a running clock. I think the game will end with the referees discussing this. Huh? They gave him the first down. I thought it was the first down. This was so clearly a first down that cost South a minute.